What's the clinical course of ONJ?
Well, the clinical course is the development of exposed bone. It usually takes, if you're talking about Aridia and Zometa, from Zometa it takes to get into the risk range of about 8 to 12 doses. Aridia a little bit slower, we see about 10 to 14 doses before people develop exposed bone.
When you say risk range, once you get into those doses, what kind of risk are you looking at?
Well, that's the risk for exposed bone. That's the dose accumulation that we run into a risk. And so as it is pertinent to the dental community, the oral surgeon, is that if we accomplish an invasive dental procedure, that has a risk of not healing and developing exposed bone, which can parlay itself literally into losing half of your jaw. So our experience has been when somebody gets exposed bone, a lot of times they're confused about it. They need a little bit of education themselves. So we educate the patient what it is. Essentially, we tell them that it's likely to be permanent and that even discontinuing a drug is not going to necessarily resolve this. The good news on this, if there is such a thing, is that the exposed bone by itself is not painful, that we can control their pain with simple antibiotics and an antiseptic mouthwash called Peridex. So that's our initial baseline therapy. Most people respond to that, and they live with exposed bone literally. They function normally. The risk for fracture is very little simply because there's an overbuilding of strength to the jaw. Unless it is part of a surgery removed, there's not much of a risk for fracture.
How large are these lesions?
Some of them involve either the whole jaw or half the jaw. Some of them are very large, 7, 8, 10 centimeters.
And the patient feels it with their finger or tongue that it's open.
Yes, yes.
But yet it's not painful.
It's not painful unless it becomes secondarily infected.
So a patient then, over a period of 2 or 3 or 4 years with this, how often would they require antibiotics?
Some patients require it ongoing, and that's one of the values of penicillin therapy is. It can be given ongoing with very little secondary problems. Some of them take it intermittently. We will have them take the antibiotic when they have exacerbations of pain. Squelches the pain down, then they go on for a period of time with a pain-free state and only retake it should the pain return.